Welcome. To Arcade Audio.
Hey everybody, this is Carolyn.
And Karma.
And thank you for downloading another episode of the Heels and Heels podcast. Episode
something
300
something 10
and
11
8 7
5
12
4, 3
12 2 312. Wow, we know nothing.
It's my birthday episode, so it better be good.
312, that's a lie. What happened?
I mean, we could look it up, but like, who has the time?
Hundreds, like 8 through 11, because I feel like
we blocked out.
Yeah,
through all of them.
Yeah, probably.
I feel like we aren't. Are you sure we're at 12? 312, producer?
Both 311. Where's my daddy? Came out last week.
Yeah, both.
I remember 311 was last week because it's the name of that dumb band.
311. That might be racists. I don't know. There's that theory that they're racists.
Yeah, but like nothing proven, I think.
No. Just like, because like K is 11th
yeah.
letter in the alphabet, so 311 would be KKK.
Yes, correct.
The theory that they're
white supremacist. Maybe it's just like their area code, though, or something dumb.
Yeah, probably. Most likely.
Yeah.
I feel like racists aren't that clever.
Absolutely not.
Oh, Karma, what are you obsessed with this week?
I have to say it. I'm obsessed with the Jonas Brothers
Are you a sucker for
I'm
the
a
Jonas
sucker
Brothers?
For the Jonas Brothers, and we're getting so much content from them.
So much content.
We got a documentary.
Yep.
We're getting videos. We're getting promos. We're getting snippets of their songs. Their album comes out in probably approximately 2.5 hours
yeah.
for the time we're starting this.
Yeah.
So, I'm living my truest life.
Good. I'm glad. Mm-hmm. I'm glad. I don't remember if I talked about, sorry, I felt like I was gonna sneeze.
Okay. Do you still feel that way?
Nope, it went away. It went away. I don't know if I talked about the new show that I started watching last week.
Which
or
one?
If I started it this week.
Schitt's Creek. You talked about that last week.
Okay, well, I've already finished it and I've started watching it again, so I've already made it full circle. That I'm
that's
starting
amazing.
It all over again. So that's where I'm at. I love that show. It's a delight.
It is a delight.
I also enjoy the Jonas Brothers.
Thank you.
I also I'm obsessed with watching movies in the middle of the day, in the middle of the week. Because I saw Aladdin
like
yesterday.
Going to the movie theater?
Yeah, I went to a 12:15 showing of Aladdin.
Word.
It was great.
Yeah.
It was a delight.
And like the other people in was there anyone else in the theater? A handful?
Yeah, there were just like maybe like 6 or 8 other people.
But there was no children.
There actually were children.
But were they throwing their shoes?
No, absolutely not.
Exactly.
And we went to the Big Newport, which is right by Fashion Island. So
yeah.
It's like all recliners and you have your own table
yeah.
and everything's a delight.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is nice.
Yeah. Did you order any food? Is it like a dine-in situation?
It is not a dine-in situation, but you have like a little like swoopy table that sits
yeah.
in front of you. So that just held my popcorn and my sour punch straws.
So
I'm really into sour candy right now, too. Obsession number 3, sour candy.
Sour candy. I have mixed feelings about the dine-in situation at theaters because I feel like there's just constantly the like servers coming back and
yeah.
forth and like talking to people during the movie.
Yeah, like get out, you're a distraction, go away.
Yeah,
get your food before you sit down.
Mm-hmm.
And then crunch on it loudly.
It's less distracting than someone walking through the theater and talking to everyone.
I literally don't hear anyone crunching, and I know we're all like savagely eating popcorn.
Yeah,
I never hear it.
That's true.
Like, I don't know how I never hear it, but I
That's
don't.
That's true. I mean, it's your brain. It just has like, okay, tune it out.
But people walking back and forth? Fuck that
And
noise.
Taking orders for hamburgers, no onions, no pickles.
Fuck that
Extra noise. Fries. Like, okay. We get it.
What's your favorite treat at the other than popcorn?
Other than popcorn.
What's your favorite treat?
I'm going to say Icy's.
Oh.
I love a good Icy.
Okay.
Like,
okay,
and they're one of the few things I'll like, because mostly I don't really buy food at the movie theater. If I want to bring like a treat in, I'll just bring candy or whatever.
Sure. But like, what's your favorite candy then that you would bring in? Like, it doesn't have to be purchased there, but like, okay, when you're watching a movie, what's your favorite thing to snack on?
I've always been partial to Sour Patch Kids.
Okay.
Or like, I used to like, when I was a kid and before they changed the formula and it got nasty, the little Butterfinger BBs.
Butterfinger BBs.
That's what I used to get when I was like, when my grandma was like, pick a candy, Butterfinger BBs and Sour Patch Kids.
I'm a Red Vine bitch.
Yeah, you love
basic, average.
It's way, no. Here's the thing. They are so superior to Twizzlers.
Twizzlers are so gross. We're going to go and alienate another group of people.
Okay, well, sorry, Twizzler stands. Yeah, out.
They're rubber. It's like just straight up rubbery plastic.
Yeah, and the taste is no good.
No, it's too artificial.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I mean, Red Vines are also artificial and plastic, but it's a different kind of plastic.
Yeah.
It's less like squeaky.
Yeah.
Like a Twizzler is like a squeaky plastic.
Yeah.
And a Red Vine is a chewy plastic. Mm-hmm. It's about texture.
Yeah, absolutely.
What can you eat an eggplant?
So this is dumb, but I really have an issue.
Okay.
Because I love to eat sandwiches. Oh. But what I hate about sandwiches is that the bread tears up the inside of your mouth.
And oh, I'm wondering, if you've got a rough sandwich.
And I'm wondering why our mouths, like, considering how much we put in there, haven't built up like calluses to that sort of thing.
Why don't we just have callousy mouths?
Yeah, like, why does my mouth still like get all fucked up over a baguette? You know what I mean?
There's, yeah, because a nice, hard, crunchy, flaky baguette. So good, but then it fucks up your delicate mouth.
Yeah, and you're fucked for like 3 days while it heals. And I'm like, mouth, I've been putting bread in you for 27 years.
How have you not figured this out yet?
You need to get used to it. So I don't know. It boggles my mind that like every other surface on my body has calluses.
Maybe you need to do like the hot dog eating competition thing, mm-hmm, and just dip it in water before you eat it. Mm-hmm. Soften it up so that it's not like hurting you.
Yeah,
that's a common complaint. Mm-hmm. I don't have as much of an issue with it tearing up the roof of my mouth. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I take little smaller bites.
I mean, but sometimes you're faced with such a girthy baguette that you
you don't have an option.
You don't have a choice. You got to get it in there.
Yeah, very true. Mm-hmm. But I know that like for a work event, we had been getting baguettes from this place to make sandwiches. Yeah. And three of the four people complained that they were tearing up the roof of their mouths and they didn't want to do it anymore. I was the only one that was like, no, this shit's delicious.
So your mouth does have calluses.
So it might be a callousy mouth.
Wow.
I don't know.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I mean, but I know that like, I gotta be careful.
Yeah.
So maybe it's just because I'm just more careful.
Yeah.
It's like when you got hot pizza.
Oh, yeah.
And you know if you bite into it, you're going to burn the roof of your mouth.
You gotta be patient.
I'm never patient. That's mm-hmm. where I fuck up. I fuck up on the pizza, but I'm very careful, con cuidado, with the baguette.
Ah, yes.
I don't know. We all have our thing. Every time I have pizza, I burn my mouth. Almost every time. I just get too excited.
She cannot help herself.
I can't. Yeah, I'm just an eager bitch.
I mean, for pizza?
Who isn't eager for pizza?
You're going to get some New York pizza.
I mean, maybe if I leave my hotel.
There's got to be a pizza place within like half a mile of your hotel.
Maybe. Maybe I'll just Postmates.
Yeah, Postmates it to your hotel.
Maybe I'll do that. Yeah. So for my eggplant, I have a story.
I love stories. Is it about your plumbing?
Oh, no. I should probably talk about that, though. The Discord got an earful about my plumbing. So let's talk. We'll talk about. We're just going to be overall. Yeah, we'll start plumbing first.
Okay.
Okay. So I've had a leaky bathtub faucet forever, which.
Same.
I know is terrible for like the environment. So like, don't at me. I know it's bad. But also my cats drink out of it, so it's like their own personal water fountain. So,
and they don't whine for water from the sink.
Exactly. So so I've had this leaky faucet, and it was starting to be like a really pretty steady stream. Oh, that, okay. I'm like, okay, it's time to fix this. Yeah. It's too much. So I schedule an appointment to have maintenance come in and fix it. It was like a Sunday. I was a productive high, you know, where I'm like, oh, I'm going to like schedule stuff and get things done. And also I'm going to Drano, because it was also like starting to like
back up
a little bit, like not terribly, but when you shower, yeah. It was always like to your ankles when yeah. you get out. So, and it would drain, but it was not, it was a slow drain.
Okay.
So I'm like, all right, I'm going to Drano the tub. I'm going to schedule a thing to come in on Tuesday. Everything will be great. So I Drano the tub. Everything seems fine. Josh left for work. I'm watching Schitt's Creek. And I go to the bathroom. And my tub is like half full with water. And I'm like, oh shit.
Wait, where? From the leak?
From the leak. From the leak. I didn't realize, and it had been like probably 3 hours at that point, but it had leaked half of a bathtub.
Well, and so the leak was so steady and the drain was so slow that it was filling.
Well, it completely blocked the drain. So it seemed like it was fine, but something from the time when I like flushed out the Drano to, I don't know, when it decided it didn't want to drain anymore.
The drain is for the whole complex. I mean, who knows?
Who knows where the issue is?
Yeah.
But it stopped. So it wasn't draining at all. So I'm like, fuck.
Oh my God. All here right, comes the bucket again.
Here comes the bucket. And I had also Drano'd my sink at the same time, which then was also not wanting to drain. So like, I don't know how me trying to fix it just broke everything. So
was
then
the kitchen sink working?
Yeah, my kitchen sink was fine. So then I'm literally just like bucketing water into the toilet, right? Because I'm like, where do I put this water? Which, fun fact, if you just fill up your toilet enough, it flushes itself. I didn't know that. So like, if you take a bucket of water and put it in the toilet, it just flushes.
Oh my God.
I know. Magic. Wow. Automation. So again, me just wasting all of the water on Sunday. So I called emergency maintenance because they're not working on Sunday, but like, this is now an emergency. It will overflow. I'm like, hey, I have a problem. I've got this leak, which I did schedule, but now there's a blockage and it's a problem. Mm-hmm. So they come in, they stop the leak, they get it drained, and and he is in there for seriously like an hour and a half, almost 2 hours, working on getting it drained and fixing the leak and whatever. And he's like, okay, so I need to come back tomorrow because your diverter is broken. And I'm like, I don't know what that
is. The thing that turns the tub into the shower. That's what was broken on mine.
I'm like, okay, great. So he scheduled to come back the next day, was in there for another like hour and a half. Mm-hmm. And his name was William, and he was a delight, and I baked him cookies. So there was that. A happy ending. So now I have everything works. Yay.
Wow.
So that was Monday night. He came in, fixed. Everything's fixed. Monday night, I'm like in bed.
Oh, no.
Story number two. It's like 1 a.m. and I'm asleep, but Josh is still awake. So he's awake, like playing video games in the other room. And I'm asleep and I hear this like crash.
No.
But I didn't know what it was. So I like,
but you're
sat
like
up.
Half asleep. So you're like, half was asleep. That
I'm
a
like,
dream?
What was that? And Josh comes running in and is like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I have no idea what happened. So then we're just like looking around. There was clearly a crash in the room, but we can't figure out where it came from. And then we open the closet.
Oh my God, it's in the closet.
And the closet rod, the clothing rod, snapped. It just snapped.
It's like, your clothes are too heavy. I'm done.
It was the craziest thing I've ever fucking seen. But then I've got clothes like falling.
Is it a wooden rod or
a
metal?
It's a wooden rod. Okay. It's a wooden rod. And so it like the rod's like this, and it like diagonally split at kind of the end. Yeah. But then we have like clothes
everywhere.
So now it's like 1 a.m. We're just like hoofing clothes out of the closet onto the bed. And
I mean, at that point, though, like, why didn't you just leave it for the next day?
I don't know, because I wasn't thinking clearly. Like, right. You know what I mean?
Like, it's where 1 I'm like,
we have to fix this. So
it's broken, though. You have to buy a whole rod.
Well, is it? We called our trusty friend duct tape. It's because of the way that it split like this
like at an angle.
So when we pulled it out, we just like spun it around so the other angle, so it's going up this way. Uh-huh. And on top of this doesn't make sense for an audio podcast, but it's at an angle. So I changed the angle so it's going the other direction and like duct taped the fuck out of it. And hung up all our clothes again, and it's holding. So
I mean, whatever.
I mean, I did while I was there, I made a donation pile of stuff that
you
I'm
might
like,
as well.
I'm
like don't I'm even already, put it back.
I'm going through it. So then I made a big bag of stuff to take to Goodwill, and then I was up until almost 5 a.m. Because you know, once you're like, I'd been asleep long enough that it like counted. And then I was like awake.
Well, yeah. And then you're like the adrenaline and all that. And mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's been a fun time for Carolyn.
Wow.
But man, duct tape is basically holding my apartment together
at this point.
So, yeah. So I'm going to have to get that fixed at some point. But like the duct tape is working at the moment.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's been a nightmare.
Amazing.
Yeah. Anyway, so it's been a delight.
Wow. It's like everything breaks.
Everything breaks.
And then you have to fix it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad that I was able, though, to get somebody here quickly. Because mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't know how to make this stop.
Yeah.
There's no way I can make this stop. But he had to snake it twice. But I think everything's connected, right?
Yeah.
So, like, if I'm on the third floor, like, everyone's shit is backing up up to me.
Basically, right?
I don't know.
That's gross.
I didn't mean actual shit, but, like, it's like hair and nastiness in your shower, right?
Yeah.
Ew. Yeah. So, it's fixed.
For now.
For now, everything breaks, but for now it works. Mm-hmm. And I was just saying that, like, I was telling Josh that the handle in the kitchen sink, I'm like, that needs to be fixed too. So maybe we need to call William in. And one of our light bulbs is out. There's actually a lot of things that need to happen. I know that it sounds like my whole apartment is trash. It's really not. It's just
It's just like it needs like it a little bit of
it's
TLC.
It's just old.
Yeah.
It's just old. It needs some love.
Right.
And it also needs its tenant, me, to not wait until things are like emergency situation to have them repaired.
Eh.
Cause like I could have had that leak repaired.
To be fair, you had a scheduled maintenance. Like you were trying.
I was trying.
Your fault that it did that.
That it then decided to just completely shit the bed.
Yeah. So
that wasn't my
fault. You tried.
I did try.
And you did your best.
I did. I even tried to like unscrew the handles and try to figure out if I could fix, because I knew what the issue was with the, I know what the issue was with the leak, because the leak was a washer, a busted washer.
Yeah.
I fixed those leaks on handles for bathroom sinks before, but I've never done it on a tub. And so when I pulled it apart, it was way more complicated than it is on
the sink.
So I was like, I can't do this. Yeah. Like if I would have fixed it myself if I could, but I didn't. It was too complicated. And I'm like, well, this is a professional's job.
Yeah. Not my job.
Not my job. Not my job. Anyways, we don't really have a new flavor of old favorites.
We have brownies.
We have fudgy brownies that I made.
Mm-hmm.
We have these aren't mine, so I don't think I should claim them.
Well, they're not really. I mean, they just have frosting.
There's
decoration
nothing.
On
there's
it.
Nothing different.
We have Mike and Ike's original fruits.
Classic Mike and Ike's.
One each. Cookies and cream, Hershey's eggs.
my pantry, which is right behind me. I'm gonna remove
Yes.
So let's
tell
do
me
a
about the pantry.
This
a
things pantry. Things might fall like out on us. Look at how insane.
Oh my god.
How insane,
bitch!
This is right now.
Eat some snacks.
It's like out of control.
Yeah,
I have too many.
You have like some chunkies. You have garbanzo beans.
Yeah,
you've got I think an unopened hot sauce back there. Some Prego.
Yep, I've got not one but two jars of crunchy peanut butter.
You need to.
Hot Cheetos, an old s'mores Oreo.
S'moreos.
Crunchy Raisin Bran.
Clearance Cheese Whiz.
Yeah, Cheese Whiz.
And I see some black beans.
Like
you can't pull anything out because everything will tumble.
Yeah, it's out of control.
But to be fair, your pantry is more like a cabinet.
Yeah.
Like, it's not actually a pantry.
No, it's
like a shelf.
It doesn't really work like it should. But, like, I mean, have you had these ones?
Yeah, but we can eat them.
Okay.
I'm going to have a blue. They're rainbow straws.
I mean, oopsie. See, something came tumbling out. Like, I'm sure you've had those.
Oh, Muddy Buddy. Oh, bitch.
Are you going to say what those are? Did you say what they are? Did you just start eating them?
Rainbow sour straws.
Rainbow sour straws.
I took a blue. It's my favorite flavor.
I'm going to take a red because it's my favorite flavor, except for they're stuck together. So you want to rip one? Rip it.
Rip it good.
Like a wishbone.
Cute.
We
and
both,
we both win.
We both win. We both get our wishes.
Wow. Oh. Sour candy. 10 out of 10.
I am loving a sour candy right
now. I noticed you've left the lemon and the blue.
That was not by design.
Mm.
I was eating them in a dark movie theater.
Oh.
So I was just getting what I was getting. Mm. But I mean, blue works out for you. I don't know that I literally had any blue while I was in the movie theater.
I above.
So
I
love a sour candy.
I used to love putting these in my icy or my soda.
Oh,
iconic.
They just don't seem like they're like, got a big enough hole.
You get very little liquid.
You just like suck really hard for very little reward.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good times.
Yeah.
Sour punch. I mean, at this point, this just turned into a we need to eat something during this segment.
Yeah. 10.
10. They're a delight.
Ty Dillinger. Perfect 10.
Mm-hmm.
Can't go wrong.
I don't know what it is about sour stuff right now.
Yeah.
But I'm really loving a sour.
A hankering for sour.
Yep.
What's your all-time favorite sour candy?
I mean, I really like Sour Punch straws. I love a sour gummy worm.
That's kind of gummy worm.
There are some Sour Punch adjacents that we tried recently that are like nuggets.
Yeah.
That are
those were
very good,
nice and like soft.
Yes, very soft and chewy and delicious. I tried to find them again and I could not. So
wow, maybe they're gone forever.
They might be, and that would be sad. But
I like a Sour Patch Kid.
You love a Sour Patch Kid?
I love a Sour Patch Kid. That's like an all-time classic candy right there.
I don't love Sour Patch Kids.
They're basically Sour Punch straws.
I think they're
because
they're
shape.
Too hard.
Oh, okay.
Because I feel like there's the ones,
just like,
the nuggets that we talked about.
But here's the thing. They're a little hard, but like you stick them like in your pocket to sneak them into the movie theater and suddenly they're the perfect texture.
Do they even check your purse anymore?
Like, I literally think I could carry a bag of McDonald's in and they'd be like,
whatever.
Enjoy.
We don't get paid enough to deal with
they
you.
They truly don't. We truly don't.
So like, I don't know that you need to really try that hard to hide your candies.
No, I absolutely don't. But I'm just saying, like, your candy's in your pocket. It softens it up.
Yeah.
You can't hide chocolate candy in your pocket.
When I was younger, I would sneak all sorts of things into the movie theaters. Like, ice cream cones.
I don't even know. I feel like we've gone to a movie together where I took an entire foot-long Subway sandwich in and just ate my foot-long Subway in the movie.
Yeah, that sounds like us. That sounds like
us. Absolutely sounds like us. Like, I purposefully had like a big purse. I'm like, yeah, got to switch to this one. I need my foot long.
Wow, that's the game we should start playing, is how much food, like, can we get in like an entire pizza?
Yeah.
Without someone noticing.
Oh, yeah, that's not.
I mean, I could just walk in with a pizza box, but like.
But that takes the fun out of it.
But exactly. Concealing is the fun part.
Yeah. All right. Everyone's just like, take your Ziploc of pizza once you sit down.
I mean, I wouldn't be mad at it.
No.
Man. All right, let's talk news.
News.
I don't even know what news we have.
I don't know. The Saudi Arabia thing's happening, so everyone's been on a plane for the last like 2 days.
Whom?
I don't know her.
I don't know who you're talking about.
I don't know her.
Sauda who? Yeah. But there's a lot of people there.
Rumor has it. Well, fact that Alexa Bliss and Natalia flew to Jeddah because rumor has it that they're going to try to have a women's match. And so they flew the women there in the hopes that they'll get a women's match. I don't think it's confirmed at this point. I think they're still like up in the air, but they're there. The laughter.
They're going to die.
Well, I don't
want to laugh at them dying, but like, that's a very dangerous position to be putting them in. There was an outrage over having a video that had women in it.
Yeah.
Okay. Good luck.
Good luck.
I don't like any of it.
No. But I'm just like saying, they're there. They were on the plane. Renee posted stories with Natalia.
Yep.
It's yep. there.
Renee's there as well, but she's in a different capacity. Does she have to like dress differently when she's doing commentary?
Probably.
What a nightmare. What a nightmare.
What a waste of everybody's time and energy.
Yep. Yep. I mean, I don't have really any wrestling news, which isn't great.
Wrestling news, Jon Moxley won the title in, what's it called?
He is the IWGP United States Champion.
Yeah.
Get it. He's got little...
He's wrestling in trunks now.
He's got little shorts with like barbed wire on the leg. I was like, hey. He looks great.
It's sassy.
He looks great. This is the look he should have always had.
Yeah. He looks incredible.
So, yeah, no, I'm very happy with what... The way his career is going.
Yeah. So. Renee's posting thirst pictures of him. It's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
As God intended.
As God intended. She should be posting thirst pictures.
Yeah.
What else happened?
I know that on SmackDown, Elias won the 24/7 championship. Then, in a lumberjack match, PT Dubs.
Okay.
Then.
Oh, fun lumberjack.
Yeah. Then, after the match, he crawled under the ring. R-Truth also crawled under the ring. R-Truth pinned Elias underneath the ring, won back the 24/7 championship. And last I heard, Jinder Mahal had won the 24/7 championship from R-Truth, but then R-Truth won it back while he pinned Jinder Mahal while Jinder Mahal was napping.
On the plane to Saudi Arabia.
Yes. So
everything's insane.
Everything's insane.
Okay. I mean, at least there's like some humor.
Yeah.
But also, it's insane.
It's crazy.
And also, it's just the R-Truth show.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I heard that Bray Wyatt's segment... The Fun House Factory. What is it called?
That was close. The Firefly Fun House.
Firefly Fun House. Was really good this week, but I didn't see it. So
I didn't see either.
I know that there's now a Vince McMahon with devil horns puppet. And
yes.
I like that.
Lean into it.
Lean into it. He's the worst.
He is. Michelle McCool was on Lillian Garcia's podcast.
Yeah.
And she was like, people treated me different when they found out I was dating the Undertaker. I don't know. I was like, meh.
Okay. Yeah. I hate to like say yeah, but like also
yeah. So
people treat, how long has she been dating the Undertaker? Like a million years?
Well, they're married now.
Well, yeah, but like how long have they been together?
Oh, I don't know. I think like a decade or so.
Yeah, bitch. Everyone treats okay.
Okay.
Cool. That's it.
That's it.
Did you listen to the Bellas podcast this week?
Yeah. Always.
Oh, always. Obviously. I don't know that we talked about it last week, but whatever. Who cares?
Move on.
So this week there was no Daniel Bryan, but Artem was around the whole time. They talked about going to Bottle Rock and drinking a shit ton of tequila, which I thought was interesting because they were in Napa.
Yeah.
That they didn't do wine. They were just like, we're doing tequila.
Yeah, but I think they wanted to be wasted is
true.
What
is the goal?
Yeah.
Artem flew in. They hadn't seen each other in 10 days. And that was like too much for them.
I was like,
and I'm like, you guys,
you
again,
used to be with John Cena. Wouldn't you go like 10 weeks without seeing each other?
Yeah. But, you know, maybe it wasn't what this is.
Mm-hmm.
And but they still refuse to define their relationship as they're together,
even though they couldn't last 10 whole days
away from one another. She had to literally leap into his arms when she saw him because they had never been that long away from one another.
Didn't he go on an actual tour?
Yeah, but they must have been flying to see each other pretty frequently. I mean, here's the thing.
Just, like, get married already.
You guys are in a relationship.
Oh, my God.
But whatever. Their matchup of the week was about sex toys, which they were very concerned about talking about because of children.
Because there's children listening to the Bellas podcast.
And they've talked about other things that I'm like.
Nikki mentions her vagina at least 3 times an episode.
At least.
Yeah.
They've had discussions about bush or no bush. They've talked about all sorts of like sex related items.
Yeah.
But sex toys was too much.
Yeah.
That's where they drew the line.
It was hot and heavy.
I mean, not that. It was not. It was like, I like using sex toys. The other one's like, I don't like using sex toys. Everyone weigh in.
I also feel like I don't really like the matchup of the week when it's like, it feels icky when it's like, oh, sex toy or no sex toy. Like, why are we shaming people for liking one or the other?
Or like bush or no bush or bra or no bra.
Like, maybe like not shame women's bodies and choices quite so much.
Well, I think that I mean, there's always...
Like, if the matchup of the week is something stupid, like that one they did on emotional tweeting, I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah, but, like, you're right. They are... One of them is always taking the shame side
And then depending on which one wins or has more votes or whatever, like, don't you think people who listen might think, like, now there's something wrong or they're doing something wrong or it's not the right way to do something?
Good point.
Yeah, good point. So I don't really like when it's, like, not... I mean... Talk about sex toys all you want.
Yeah, and, please
you
do.
Know, talk about it all you want. And you can have one stance or the other. But then, like, putting people to vote on it and saying, like, I'm the winner or I'm right about it is a little counterproductive to, I think, the issue.
Absolutely. Yeah. I agree. Like, I think that it would be better to just have a discussion like, this is what I like and this is what I like. And everyone being like, enjoy what you like.
Exactly.
Rather than you're wrong and I'm right.
Yeah.
Good point.
Also, so much of what they say, they always are like, actually, science says orgasms. I'm like, Nikki, you've never read any scientific journal.
Cosmo does not count.
You've read the title of an article that got debunked. Come on.
Yeah.
But they're always like, no, it's science.
Scientifically proven that. Yeah. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Please cite your article. I need some backup for your scientifically proven bullshit.
She's so weird.
Yeah. They do like to throw out science.
Yeah. They're like, it's actually good for you. I'm like, it's not. There's no good or bad.
It's enjoy what you enjoy.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
And then Bella Brains was also conducted by Artem.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all dance related. And he was so sad for Nikki. and her inability to name dances.
That she's actually danced.
That she's danced, that he's taught her.
Listen.
He's like, come on.
Yeah.
And he's trying to give her hints, and she's still like, I don't know.
Yeah, I could totally understand why Brie would have no clue, but she literally
spent like several weeks dancing these dances.
Yeah.
And she couldn't come up with them. But that's okay. I love Nikki and Artem together.
Yeah.
And I hope good things for them. I suspect that we're literally just going to get like a surprise we got married.
Yeah.
And it'll probably be like a big wedding and a whatever. It'll be Nikki.
They're just not going to talk about it.
They're just not going to talk about it at all. They're not going to define their relationship, and they're not going to whatever.
It'll be icky.
It'll just be like, surprise, we got married.
Mm-hmm.
And here's our E! News story.
Yeah. So. Oh, well.
Whatever. I mean, they seem like they're really into each other. Seems great.
Yeah. He seems fine.
She seems fine. She seems fine. Happy.
She does.
She seems like blissfully happy.
Yeah.
And I thought she was happy with John, and now I see her with Artem. I'm like, oh, girl, you've been faking.
Yeah.
You've never been this happy.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Well, and here's the thing, too. I feel like with John, even when she was happy, I feel like she was happy, but he never really seemed that
happy.
Yeah,
they weren't happy together.
Whereas Artem seems to really enjoy her, too.
Yeah.
And like to like hang out with her and stuff.
And like take care of her
and like be with her family,
be normal,
and be with Birdie.
Remember how like John wouldn't ever even hold Birdie? He was like, yeah, no.
Yeah, that's a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's a bit.
That's a red flag.
Yeah.
It's a red flag right there. He won't even hold the baby.
Yeah.
I mean,
Listen, don't get me wrong. I don't like babies. I'm not going around trying to hold random babies, but if it's like a family member's baby, you know, like.
Yeah.
And hold the baby.
And if someone's like, here, hold the baby, like, you need to hold the baby.
You need to hold the baby.
Yeah. No, that's something what's happened with Josh, too, because Josh, I think his bigger concern is that he's going to break the baby. Like,
yeah, the baby's fine.
And I'm always like, the baby is swaddled. It's like just like it's a sack of potatoes. You literally just need to hold your arm out.
Yeah.
You can sit right there.
Yeah.
And just hold the baby. You need to bond.
Hold the baby.
Hold the baby. And then he'll hold the baby now that they're older and like
they can like take care of themselves.
They hold their own neck
up. Like, yeah,
their head.
Like, they can like twist in midair like a cat.
Exactly. So it's all fine now. But his like complete refusal to hold Birdie.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I knew.
Yeah.
No yeah, good.
No.
No good can come from this. And also, it's just a baby. It doesn't do anything. And if it cries, the mother or whoever will be so quick to swoop in and take it away. Like
yeah. She'll be like, wow, really? Nice going. What'd you do to my baby? And I'll be like, take your dumb baby.
I didn't do anything. I was just holding it and it cried. It could sense that I hate it. Ugh. It's so weird because he seems like he's so good with kids that he would want kids.
Yeah, but I think he's like a weird robot man.
True.
He can be like, oh, hey, kids, I'm John Cena. Thanks for coming to my show. You're all the best. But then like actual situations where he needs to be a human and like truly bond with like a child.
He doesn't know what to do.
Yeah, it's like, oh.
Huh. I had an epic stare down with a baby. I don't know, he was probably like 6 months old at the grocery store today.
You love staring at babies. You love mad dogging babies.
I love mad dogging babies because it's, well, I love mad dogging misbehaving babies.
Okay.
So if the baby's like crying or throwing a fit, I'll give it a stare down and it'll normally stop because it's so confused by that look.
Yeah,
because normally small babies get the like, oh hi baby smiley, like wide eyes, and if I'm giving them like the fuck look, like they're normally just like, what is happening? What's wrong with her face? Why is she doing that?
Yeah,
no one else does that, and they'll stop. Like, it's an actually fairly effective method of getting children to shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
But this baby was just like happy and like kicking his little legs, and his he was like super chunky and mm-hmm. cute and wearing a dinosaur onesie, and I mm-hmm. was like, you're a delight. And he was sitting in the cart, so he's probably like 9 months, but he's sitting in the cart and his mom's like unloading the front of the cart, and I'm behind them with my cart, and he's just staring at me like mad dogging me mm-hmm. and I'm mad dogging him back, and it just never stopped. It went for like 60 full seconds.
Like, he was trying where he's like you break, like, bitch.
He never blinked.
Everyone always breaks. I'm a baby.
I'm the cute yeah. one. And we're just staring at each other. And then the mom goes, say hi, hi, hi. And we're just staring at each other.
You're like, mom, like, stay out of this.
Like, the mom.
We've got business to settle.
The mom's even trying to break the tension. And I'm not like mad dogging him. We're not, but I'm just like kind of staring, right? Mm-hmm. Like, just like normal faced but mm-hmm. not like aggressive, and staring, and it's staring at me, and we're just staring at each other. And it was fun. I don't know, I like kids in very small doses.
The smallest,
yeah, like that dose is about as much as I need.
60 seconds of just extended eye contact and nothing else. Yeah.
Babies have great eyes though.
Well, yeah,
because they're so big.
They're gigantic.
They're big in their heads. Yeah. And they're just like, they're very cute. No, I do like kids, but I need them to be quiet. I need them in small doses. Mm-hmm. When they're making noise, like, I'm not interested in a noisy baby.
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
Can we, like, do something about that?
Yeah.
Can we aerial their voice until they're, like, 5, and then we can plug it back in?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that would be nice.
Yeah.
Sign right here, baby. yeah, Bella's podcast, it was good.
Yeah, I mean, they are a mess. Oh. A true mess. They announced that they're writing a book randomly.
They announced someone else is writing a book. That they're just telling a ghostwriter their stories, and someone else is writing a book for yeah. them. But yeah, that they're hoping to come out in early 2020, and they also asked people to tweet them book title names, because they're like, we don't know.
Yeah, but then if you just steal someone's tweet, then like,
can't they come at you for that?
Yeah.
Be like, I can't, that was my idea.
What if we recommended them the name The Heels and Heels and our SEO numbers go way up?
Oh yeah, I like that.
That's actually not a terrible idea.
Yeah,
just saying,
it's like not bad. It's like, we've already come up with a name. Well, I don't even care. I won't even, like, yeah, you can have it, but like, then people will just find us instead of them.
Yeah, if you're looking for, we could ask for like just like a little credit somewhere.
Yeah,
like they can tweet about us or something.
Yeah,
no, it's not terrible.
And like $10,000 each.
That's it. We're gonna cap it at 10,000.
I mean, what do you think the Bells would give us for that?
I mean, because that is a total of 20,000 for a title. They're probably not gonna give us much more than that. Yeah. That's actually probably too much. They'd probably be like, how about a $50 Chili's gift card?
I take it.
I'd be like, all right, yeah, that'll work.
Yeah.
Wow. A Birdie Bee shopping spree.
Everything we want.
All the things we want.
It doesn't come in our size.
It does, actually.
Some.
Yeah.
Some things.
Okay, what do we want to, do we want to talk about the Jonas Brothers? It's time. It's time. Let's do it. Okay. Wow. So their documentary on Amazon Prime came out this week, and it's called Chasing Happiness.
Yeah. It's a bad title. We've gone over it.
I always forget. I'm like, is it Chasing Happiness or is it Happiness Begins? Happiness Begins is their album.
Yeah. Because they had to chase it on the documentary, and now it's beginning.
Now it's beginning on the album. So the documentary, it like went way back. It starts like Nick was born.
Mm-hmm. Basically.
Literally like starts. Nick was born and everyone was excited. And Nick was like a little diva from day one.
Yeah.
He's singing. He's writing songs. He's on Broadway. Mm-hmm. The whole nine.
Yeah.
Since he was like little, mm-hmm. like 5.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe got jealous, so he started being like funny.
Yeah,
he's like, I'll be the funny one.
Oh, Joe.
And it's never left him. He's still the funny one.
Still funny.
And Kevin's like,
I don't know.
I didn't know this was going to happen. I'm already in high school and everyone hates me.
It's awkward.
It was like, Kevin was like, yeah, it's hard.
Kevin did commercials.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So they're like talking about their childhood and how their dad was in the church. And then they decided they were going to be a band and they weren't singing about Jesus. So they kicked him out of the church.
Like, who is like, oh, wow. Teenage boys are singing about some girls and they wear purity rings. Let's kick their dad out of the church. Like, I don't understand. But also, that's how church works because it's evil. So,
oh, yeah. Church is, for the most part, trash.
It's trash. So I'm like, eh, it checks out. A church in a little town in New Jersey, it's trash.
Yeah. They're like, no, they'll sing about Jesus or you cannot come here.
Literally, they ran them out of town.
And they were like, okay, I guess we're leaving. And then they lost their house and it was whatever. So they got dropped by their label. Their dad got fired. And they, like, lost their house all mm-hmm. in the span of, like, a month.
Yeah.
So things were a rough. Mm-hmm. But then they got picked up by Disney and...
Suddenly,
they became, like, enormous.
Yeah. Like, out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, they went from playing literally in malls.
In food courts. Mm-hmm. To, like, tens of thousands of people.
Having to be helicoptered into a... performance because there was at
like a
traffic.
Texas State Fair,
yeah,
like a nothing. And the guy's like, yeah, we're gonna helicopter in. And they're like, that seems like overkill, but okay, we'll ride in a helicopter. Yeah. And it was just like a sea of people. Mm-hmm. So they went from zero to hero just like that. And it was, everyone didn't cope with it that great. It doesn't seem...
Well, yeah, because that's, like, not really a thing that you can cope with.
No.
You need, like, extensive therapy.
Yeah, no, and they were getting 0% therapy. Yeah. And Nick also was diagnosed with diabetes, and he was like, am I gonna die? Like, I'm a child, mm-hmm. and this is scary. And, yeah, so they went and they became international superstars.
But then, womp, 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 there's trouble a-brewing because Nick is, like, moody and, like...
And brooding and, like...
And he thinks he can do it on his own.
This isn't feeling fun anymore. Yeah. It's too...
Like, he's, you know, and then, like, his brothers are getting older. Kevin's, like, starting to... He's, like, getting married, planning to start a family, mm-hmm. you know, and he's, like, they're just not in it for the music anymore. I'm going to start my own band. But then his band, like, wasn't successful. And then Joe did a solo record that, like, wasn't successful. I'm talking before DNCE people, like, keep on track.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, no, I guess we can't do anything on our own without the brothers. So they, like, came back together. But now they were all, like, super resentful and angry because mm-hmm. they thought, like, oh, I'm stuck with them because it's the only way we can, like, have success. Mm-hmm. But then, like, they were still on the Disney Channel, but they were in their, like, early to mid-20s. And they were like, this is not good.
Yeah, they hated Jonas.
We all hated Jonas, boys.
It was bad.
It was bad and they knew it and it wasn't, and it flopped. It wasn't even like a successful thing. It was kind of a waste of time.
Yep.
And then it all just basically fell apart.
Nick was like, I'm out. I'm going to do it on my own. And the boys were like, the brothers were like, what? And they're like, he's like, no, like, seriously, like, I'm done. Mm-hmm. And they were like, oh, shit. Well, okay.
Okay. And then.
But then there was a performance after they broke up with just Joe and Nick.
And they were like, don't worry, Kevin. You don't have to come. We're just going to do our solo stuff. And Kevin was like, okay. And then they didn't just do their solo stuff. They did all Jonas Brothers stuff. And Kevin was like, hey.
Why didn't you have me be there?
And they were like, you held us back.
Straight up to his face. He's like, yeah, you were holding us back. That when that happened in the documentary, I was like, oh.
His face, Kevin's face.
Because they're doing all these backstories, but like sprinkled in, it's like real time boys in Australia. It. And they're like drawing questions out of mm-hmm. a hat and having to like answer honestly to one another. And the question was like, why didn't you have me mm-hmm. in that show? And Joe just right to his face was like, yeah, we felt like you were holding us back. And I know that's fucked up, but that was the truth. And I was like, damn.
Damn.
I'm surprised Kevin didn't cry because it honestly looked like he was going to. And I'm like, this is, that was direct.
That, that was the most, honestly, the heart-wrenching moment in the whole thing. I was like his world just shattered.
That was, well, and when it happened, he was heartbroken. He knew, like, but
they could have been like, wow, the label told us to play Jonas Brothers songs and we really didn't want to, but they forced us to. But
that
no.
would have been a lie.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying, like, there could have been other reasons.
Sure.
And that's, like, the worst reason for it
that's
to be.
That's the worst reason.
To be like, yeah, basically, you suck.
You suck, and we felt like your brain wasn't in it anymore, and so we didn't want you there.
And they were like, well, all you cared about was Danielle, because he was married at that point. And
oh, can we just pause the
him talking to Danielle?
Like, the first time they were going to hang out.
And the boys, Nick and Joe, telling him, like, say you're excited to see her. Say you're, that's, like, such a pure, like...
How
teenage moment
beautiful,
like,
that they have that footage.
Yeah,
because there were a couple times in there that Joe's like, man, this is gonna be his future wife, and I'm like, it was his wife. Sorry,
no, it was going cute back. I'm team Kevin in this documentary.
Yes,
like, I'm team Kevin all the way.
Yes,
because he was just like normal dude trying to fit in, trying to hang out with his brothers, like trying
love. To make it,
like,
work.
He feels the most like normal. He's yes. like, I just wanted to fit in and like have friends
and have fun and bond with my family. Yeah. And yeah, justice for Kevin.
And in the beginning he was like, yeah, I was kind of a weird kid and I didn't have friends and I couldn't get a date
and I liked magic
and I liked magic.
And I'm like, that's the most Kevin thing ever, to be like, I was doing magic tricks
and no one really like thought I was cool.
I love Kevin.
I love him. So anyway, but yeah, they were like, yeah, all you seemed interested in was Danielle. And like, obviously now that we're older and we're married or have significant others, we understand completely where you were coming mm-hmm. from. But at the time we didn't.
Yeah.
Because they were still too young.
Yeah.
And hadn't gone through it. Yeah. And so they were like, sorry, bro. And he was like,
he's like, okay. Wow.
Anyway, team Kevin.
Team Kevin. So basically they're like, okay, we're going to get back together. Or Nick called them up and was like, I miss you.
Yeah.
I miss you guys. This is not right. Because they hadn't talked for like years.
Yeah.
Which, how sad is that?
That's really sad.
Like, that's sad. So they like, I miss you guys. I miss making music with you. I want to do this again.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, okay, well, we need some ground rules.
Yeah.
Ground rule number one, we have to be honest with each other. We have to be having fun. And we also need to like reconnect.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they've been doing for like, we've seen them on Instagram like posting pictures again and mm-hmm. going on vacations again and doing things like that, and I'm like, oh, something's brewing. But that was their time to like get back together and reconnect as brothers. Yeah. And get their chemistry back, because they're like, if that doesn't work, we're not doing it.
Yeah,
it's working.
And I'm honestly shocked, like, so throughout the documentary, like, I'm so shocked that literally Danielle, Priyanka and Sophie did not make any appearances other than like being spoken about, or like
at the very, very end there was like some, they were all at a barbecue together.
Yeah, but they didn't have any like interviews, or they didn't really speak to the camera. Like, they were there and they were talking about them, but they weren't like, hi, I'm Priyanka. I was shocked.
That's such a Priyanka move to be like, hi, hello, it's me, Priyanka.
I've known Nick for a year, but let me tell you about their rise to fame.
Exactly. Yeah. But like, you know, I think it's wise.
Oh, no, I think it is, too, because it wasn't about that. It was about them, like, how they got there.
And also, marriages don't always last. So,
shocker.
In a few years, when Priyanka moves on, they're not going to want her in their fucking documentary.
Damn.
A documentary is forever. A marriage is 3 to 5 years in her case.
Oh. She's spicy tonight.
So, no, I loved it. I thought it was great. I did not get emotional, shockingly.
Not even when Kevin started to almost cry?
No, I was mostly just shocked at how blunt
that was the rules.
He was being. Yeah, but like,
that was fucked up.
I know that it's the rules, but like, you can bend him a little bit. He could have softened that blow. He could have said the same thing and said it a little bit more gentle.
Mm-hmm.
He was not gentle.
No.
He just like took a swig of his drink and was like, here's the deal. You were holding us back. And I'm like, shit.
Yeah.
What a terrible thing to tell anybody.
Well, yeah, like they got
they got deep.
They got dark.
They got deep. They got dark.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing. But now they're connected. Amazing. I'm so excited for their show, for their tour, for everything.
For their they've been posting little snippets on like Instagram stories of their songs.
Yep.
Sounds like Jonas Brothers.
It sounds like the Jonas Brothers.
Sounds like the Jonas Brothers. So take that for what it's worth.
Also, Nick Jonas in the documentary confirmed that Love Bug
was about Miley.
Is about Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Woof woof. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go again. Girls, what's my weakness? Miley Cyrus, apparently.
I do like seeing their creative process. Because they do, like, he posted a picture on Instagram over the week. Nick, I think all of them did.
They all post the same thing four times.
Yeah, so, it's like, exhausting. My Instagram.
It's like, Joe, Nick, Kevin, Jonas Brothers, Priyanka, yeah. Sophie, here it all comes.
It's all the same shit.
Yeah.
But it was basically like, here's all the songwriters for all of our songs. And every single song has people other than the Jonas Brothers in it. Yeah. And then at least one Jonas Brother. Yeah. Sometimes two, sometimes all three. Mostly not Kevin. And
only when it's all three.
Only when it's all three.
Respect.
He's a busy man. But Nick writes a lot.
And I think Nick's on literally every single song.
Yes.
Because most of the solo ones are Nick.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the watching the documentary and watching him write songs at such a young age, I'm like, that's actually really impressive.
Yeah.
Well, and I know that like Love Bug is cheesy or whatever, but if he truly wrote that at like, how old would he have been?
Like 15, 16?
Like, it's like, it's a good song. Mm-hmm. It's a good like song melody wise. It's a good song like lyric wise. I'm like, okay. Okay, I see you, Nick.
Yeah, he's weird. He's insane.
He is crazy talented.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, but he's also kind of a dick.
But they put Harper's Bazaar posted that video today where he has like a personality and he's funny.
Yeah,
it was.
It's probably
cute.
Because he came off as like such a dick in the documentary.
Okay, but then he was swashbuckling swords in the background like a true nerd.
Yeah.
So he was like trying to be tough, cool guy. But then they were like, well, Nick, what about the swords? And he was like, swords.
Yeah. And also Nick being the youngest is still like the leader of their band.
He's
always been the leader.
He's insane.
Whatever.
And then
high strung.
And then he got diabetes and they were like, you have a show we have to cancel. And he was like,
nope. We ain't canceling shit.
He was like 13.
Yeah. He's like, the show must go on. Yeah. But also, when you're 13, like, everything is everything.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, everything's so important and so critical, and this is going to be the thing that doesn't... And if you don't do that one thing...
Yeah.
Like, everything's so high pressure at that age. So I can see him just very dramatically being like, the show must go on.
Right.
It cannot be canceled. Think of the fans. And that was before they had, like...
They weren't even famous yet.
They weren't famous yet. Right?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because they didn't want to tell the record label. So they were still with the record label that wasn't really doing shit for them.
Yeah.
Whatever. Anyways.
It was amazing.
It's been a good Jonas Brothers week.
Watch it. Listen to the album. Buy the concert tickets. Just do it. I don't care if you don't like the Jonas Brothers. They need this. Do you see Kevin's face in that scene? He needs this.
He needs this. He needs this to go well.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're doing a European tour in January, February. Mm-hmm. So they're doing the damn thing.
Yeah.
The Bachelorette is really problematic this season. So there's that.
As if it's not problematic every single season.
There's just like some guys on there that like there's a guy on there that I'm worried about. That I'm like,
Like he's on a watch list.
Probably. Mm-hmm. Probably. Like, he's too obsessed with her. Like, he told her, like, episode two that he was falling in love with her. And she was
like, what's your name again?
Yeah. She's like, what? okay. And then now he's like, they had a rugby game, was one of their like group dates, and he like almost hospitalized a person. Like he like power slammed a person.
Oh my God.
Like lifted them up off the ground and slammed them on the ground. And then he's like, because he's like, well, you got to fight for whatever. And he's aggressive and he's a little too much.
Mm.
Like he's always kind of in the corner, like watching her.
Oh God.
I'm like, this is not good for you.
Wow.
Please get rid of him.
But he makes that good TV, girl.
Yep. So producers are going to say, keep him around.
Mm-hmm.
Keep him around. But whatever.
Amazing Race.
Yes.
No more non-elimination legs.
We're all done.
We're all done.
We're all done with non-elimination. So whoever goes home, goes home.
The episode starts there in Switzerland. And they are like this. They claim to be the world's oldest democracy. So we're having a U-turn vote. And they have to vote out loud in front of everyone else who they're U-turning.
Yes. I was so shocked that no one voted for Tyler and Corey.
They just came in first place two legs in a row.
Yeah. And no one voted for
them. Not a single person.
So that just goes to prove that they're playing a really good social game. Because
everyone
likes them.
Yeah.
Or everyone's afraid of them.
Well, no, I think everyone likes them. And like, they probably socialize with everyone more like in the downtime. And so they're like, oh, well, we're not worried about them. They're our friends.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to help us.
Right.
And they have been kind of helping other teams, too.
A little bit here and there. A little bit. And they'll say things like, they'll give people like hints,
yeah,
kind of, or like there was a challenge in this later in this episode where they had to like look through a viewfinder and they're like, is it in the viewfinder? And Tyler's like, no, it's a little bit higher,
mm-hmm,
so that they know where to aim. So mm-hmm, he's like still giving, they're giving people, they're being nice.
Yeah, they're playing nice.
They're not causing any drama.
So no one voted for them. People voted for who? Colin and Christy and Rachel and what's her name? The Riley sisters.
The
basically.
Riley sisters. Because the Riley sisters are the worst.
I was a little bit concerned about Nicole and Victor, though, because Nicole literally said, I want to U-turn the Riley sisters. And Victor kind of said, that's a waste of time. They're going to come in last regardless. Let's U-turn the Afghanimals. And Nicole said, well, yeah, I don't know. You pick. And then he picked the Afghanimals. And Nicole said, no, why'd you do that? And I'm like, bitch, I can't believe he's marrying her. It's basically like the conclusion I've drawn, seeing them more in like their real life as opposed to like their Big Brother,
yeah,
life. I'm like, she is the worst.
Yeah. But like devil's advocate, they're exhausted. They're in this weird high pressure situation. This is not Big Brother in
this
the sense that they
her.
Have no idea what they're doing. But I still feel like they work together pretty good. Like they were,
yeah,
arguing a bit when they were at their speed bump, but they eventually were just like, let's just let it go, it's,
yeah,
fine. And there's also a chance that that could have been acting, so that the Afghanimals were still on their side, to be like, no, that's not what I wanted, that's not what I said. And then them being like, oh, it's okay. And she's like, I'm so sorry, that was a miscommunication, that's not what we wanted, you know what I mean? Because that still kind of saves face with them a little bit.
I mean, I feel like they would have said that though, like in their little testimonials.
Maybe.
I don't think they're that clever, Nicole and Victor, honestly.
I don't think they are either, but I do really like them.
You're cooling on them. They're okay. They are just there. I mean, if they win, I wouldn't be mad because I do like whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't think they'll win.
Okay.
But anyways.
I don't think they'll win either. I think Tyler and Corey. I kept combining their names the, yeah, opposite ways. I think they might have this one.
They are doing really well.
Except for the old people. Who aren't really that old. I can't think
Colin
of.
Colin and Christy?
Yeah.
They're
insane.
They got U-turned and still came in third place.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So they did both of them.
And still came in third place.
Yeah.
That is insane.
Yeah.
So, but Tyler and Corey also came in first place again. So that's three in a row that, mm-hmm, they've been first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
They're killing it. They're killing it. And they didn't even get to the thing first.
They beat the Survivor.
The Survivor romance. Guys. They got there first, but they went the wrong direction.
Yeah.
So Tyler and Corey, they went again.
Mm-hmm.
A 10-day river cruise,
mm-hmm,
in Cambodia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love them. I love them so much.
Oh, and
I
want Rachel, the Riley sisters got voted off, so
thank
they're gone now.
God.
They're so annoying and stirring up so much unnecessary drama with everyone.
Hate them.
When the Survivor bromance, they were the last ones to vote, and they were basically the deciding vote of the second team that would get U-turned, because mm-hmm. like I think two or three teams had one vote.
Yep.
And so they were like, well, honestly, we're just doing this because we haven't really bonded with them, and we don't want to U-turn our friends, so we're gonna vote for the Riley sisters, and it's nothing personal, it's just we don't really know you. And they went off.
They flipped out. They're like, that was so stupid, really, you're gonna put us up against them? That didn't. I'm like, girl, like,
calm down
again. And at the beginning of that episode, they were trying to like smooth things over with the Afghanimals and literally removed them from the Survivor boys because they didn't want the Survivor boys to hear what they were saying or talk to them or be so like, sorry, bitch.
Yeah.
You reap what you sow.
Yeah. So they got, I mean, and they got eliminated. So it worked. It worked out in favor of the bromance.
Thank God. Thank God. But I'm kind of happy with everyone who's left. I don't love the Afghanimals, but like I respect them. I respect their game.
But I also feel like they've like slowly started falling apart. Like I don't think they're going to last much longer.
I don't think so either.
They've done really poorly several legs. They've just gotten kind of saved by the skin of their teeth.
Yeah.
So I think it's probably the next leg would probably come down to them and the Survivor Bros.
Probably.
Everyone else.
Maybe Nicole and Victor, because they get kind of sloppy. And so does Team Fun.
They can. It really depends on the challenges, because some of them, they just absolutely crush them, and then others, they're hopeless. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a toss-up.
And the challenges are so up in the air. The only team that's, like, really... There's two teams that are super, like, well-rounded, mm-hmm. and that's Christy and...
Colin.
And Tyler and Corey.
Yeah.
They're well-rounded all around. They're pretty good at almost anything.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Good times. Mm-hmm. I love The Amazing Race.
Me too.
But we've only got six teams left, so that's only a couple more episodes.
Yeah. Wow.
But Big Brother's starting soon, so.
End of the month.
The CBS cycle continues.
It's literally nonstop. You get off one ride, you jump right back on another. Yeah.
We got off of Survivor, got on to Amazing Race. Mm-hmm. We're going to get off of Amazing Race and on to Big Brother.
And then after that ends, back on Survivor.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I mean, what more could we want? And then after Survivor ends, we'll probably get Celebrity Big Brother.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God. And then Survivor again.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I feel like there's like 1 month that's like dark and then we're sad.
It's usually right before Celebrity Big Brother starts.
Yeah. It's normally like December.
Yeah.
But anyways, what else do we need to talk about?
I don't know. Hot dogs.
Oh, yeah. Appreciation hot dogs. Choo, 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 choo. Karma, do you have any appreciation hot dogs you want to send out into the universe?
Appreciation hot dog to the little mini shredded chicken quesadillas at Taco Bell.
Oh, those are good.
Those are good. And they're a dollar. Also, and they're always hot and warm.
Also, starting today, nacho fries are back.
Oh, nacho fries.
Fucking Taco Bell.
Fucking talk about they did. You know, there was like, remember how they had the $5 box that was the nachos?
Yeah.
Well, apparently that led to a chip shortage.
Oh, so no.
They had to like take like them or not advertise them as much or like switch to the nacho fries sooner mm-hmm. so that because there was a chip shortage.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. I'd like to send an appreciation hot dog to my breakfast hot dog enthusiasts uh-huh. Because I have now like 4 solid menu items for my food truck that I'm excited about, and I'm probably going to put together like a test kitchen event mm-hmm. where we'll bring in some close confidants to try mm-hmm. our breakfast products and then mm-hmm. you know we'll take over the world.
So like, are these hot dogs, are they going on like traditional hot dog buns, or are they going on like English muffins? You can't tell.
Can't tell.
You have to test them first.
Can't tell. But I will say not traditional.
Oh.
Not traditional hot dog buns.
Wow.
They will be different, and each one may have a different bun. There will be several different bun options.
Oh, wow. Could you like mix and match buns? Could you say like, okay, give me this, but on an English muffin?
Sure.
Do whatever you want.
English muffin isn't in my repertoire at the moment.
That's just like a breakfast bread that I thought
but
of.
But yes,
a bagel.
As soon as we get croissant. As soon as we get off pod, or I can tell you right now, but then producer has to beep it.
He will hate that.
He already gave me side eye. Like, really? I got to edit it? Well, I'm going to tell you. One, which I'm very excited about, is a hot dog. So it would be on like a bun. And then I'm also thinking about this like dog that would be in like a brioche bun that we'd like kind of fry like right? And then have like maple syrup in it or other toppings. We could put like strawberries and whipped cream and shit on it. I'm very excited about the these ideas that are just like popping into my head.
Would you like, are you using like all beef dogs? Are you using like pork dogs?
Well, I'm thinking
sausages.
I'm thinking there's got to be an assortment. So maybe it's like a Chipotle, if you will, where you like pick your bun, you pick your dog, you pick your topping.
Wow.
So you can mix and match and there's just like a list. Because I think that there should be an assortment of dogs. I think some should probably be like sausage rolls and less dogs.
People fucking love customization.
It's the future.
Yeah.
Being able to customize your shit.
Yeah.
So yeah. So thank you to hot dog enthusiasts.
Hot dog to you, hot dog enthusiasts.
You got any appreciation hot dogs, producer?
I've got a disappointment hot dog. The amount of bleeps I'm going to have to add for how you described those hot dogs.
Sorry about it.
Just like one long extended
just like beep. Just like beep. And then I would do a beep.
Yeah.
And you just break a little beep on the top of it. It'll be great. Disappointment dog?
Disappointment dog to... No.
Disappointment dog. It's like a, I'm just gonna call it, what's it would be in between an appreciation and a disappointment?
Just a like, it's their dog.
It's a it's their dog.
Our 7-Eleven been on the roller for a couple hours, dog. No. Not bad yet, but still like not the best hot dog.
But like disappointment, appreciation. It's just got to be like mediocre dog.
Yeah,
my mediocre dog.
Your apathy dog.
Sure. Mediocre apathy dog to the bras I bought off of Instagram. I need to stop buying things on Instagram.
Please stop. The more you buy, the more targeted ads you're going to get.
I really need to stop buying things on Instagram, but then I'm just like, oh, well, that might be great.
It's never great. It's on Instagram.
Yeah, that's why it's a mediocre.
Instagram is owned by Facebook.
Oh, no.
There's nothing good.
I just... forgot.
There's nothing good coming off Instagram for you to consume.
That is where
purchase.
I found. That is where I found where I found Curology.
Is that?
And that has helped my skin.
Okay, but like literally, most consistent face wash routines will help your skin.
Good point. I just need any sort of consistency.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. I'm disappointment dog to myself.
You
for getting duped into buying another thing off of Instagram.
Yeah.
But it got here really fast.
Well, okay. Yeah, because they were so excited that they finally had a customer. They were like, wow, ship it out now.
Ship it fast. Hurry.
Before she cancels the order.
Before she realizes that she's buying a bra off of Instagram. Yeah, well. Okay. I think it's time for Kumquat Corner.
Kumquat
Corner. I think we simply have one, which is fine. It is from Adrian Salazar at salad_sar. Can we get a weekly segment covering So You Think You Can Dance? Bonus points if you can call in at urgency, Aaron Klein, as a guest expert. I have not watched So You Think You Can Dance in several seasons.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean I wouldn't like to. I'm not watching wrestling.
You've got time.
So I could. Is it on Monday nights?
I don't know.
Da-da-da-da. So You Think You Can Dance.
It got too, like, much for me. Like, I was getting, like, too invested.
There was a season there where they had, like, children.
Yeah, it was,
I'm like, I don't know what this is.
Yeah, it was getting a little bit too out of control.
Dance mommy
for me to handle.
Yeah, maybe I'll try it again. I do love a So You Think You Can Dance. I always feel emotions. You know what I always wonder? How does Kat... what's her last name? Kat Dealey?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, whatever. How she doesn't get emotional.
She does sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes, but pretty rare. Like, she keeps it together most of the time.
That's her job.
I would not be able to do
that.
She's
also probably wearing so much makeup and stuff that she's like, if I start crying, I'm going to get mascara in my eye.
Or maybe she just doesn't watch. Maybe she's just off stage. Well, maybe she's like off stage talking to producers or something and not paying attention and just comes back out. It's like, wow, that was amazing.
Hi. Maybe.
Or like transferring from one spot to, who knows?
Who knows?
I don't know. But she's still the host, yeah?
Probably. I don't know. I haven't watched in years.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
I think I want to say the last time I watched, I stopped watching the season like partway through because I didn't really care who won.
And that'll happen too, where I'm just like, I don't really like any of these people.
I literally don't remember like any of the people or what was happening. I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
Yeah. I get mad at dance.
You know what, though? I will say.
What?
They don't give me all of the tryout garbage. Start the season. Say, these are our finalists. Here are their backstories. Here's them dancing. I don't need.
Or give me, like, the top 100. Yeah. And, like, let's start in Vegas. Yeah. Like, we already had all of these tryouts.
Like, I don't need to hear everyone's sob story for them to get cut before they even get to the finals or whatever.
Truth.
And then,
well, and then also
you're investing your energy into people who like aren't going to make it.
Yeah. Or they just spend half of the time showing you really, really bad people.
If they showed more bad people, I would say yes, absolutely. But I don't even think that's really a thing now because it's so easy for every person to just post embarrassing videos of themselves online. Like, they don't need to go to So You Think You Can Dance or American Idol to do that.
Good point.
They can just do that themselves.
Yep.
So I don't even know that that's really a thing anymore that people go try to do. Is to just be bad on purpose.
Probably not. But it's a different forum. It is like a nationwide. Because you can put something on the internet and it only goes to the people that are following you.
Yeah, but they don't have to put you on TV.
True, but they might. They might if you act a fool.
I don't think, though, on So You Think You Can Dance, they're not super well known for their bad auditions. Like, that doesn't really happen.
I feel like that always happens the first couple weeks where you're getting, like, someone who thinks they're really good and you're like, no, you're not good. And then they're getting mad at the judges. Like, I've gone to so many schools and they're like, yeah, well, you're not that good. Sorry.
I don't think that happens that much anymore, but I don't know. I haven't watched.
I haven't watched either. It probably doesn't happen that much anymore. I don't know. You know what I say? Adrian, we can give you a maybe.
That's a firm maybe.
Maybe. I will tell you next week if I watched So You Think You Can Dance. Because I think that just started this week.
Maybe.
I think it just started.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. Firm. Potentially.
Cool. All
right. My friend, is there anything else we need to talk about?
Jonas Brothers happening in an hour.
Woohoo! I need to fucking pack.
Oh, bitch.
I haven't packed shit.
You are a sloppy mess.
I'm so tired. I'm not. I mean, this will be great. This will be great. If you live in the New York area or interested in going to the Mets game, I don't have a ticket anymore because I gave it away to a coworker's family. But you can come and buy a ticket and go to the game. I am doing a family festival thing for human trafficking awareness. So there's that. It's called It's called Strikeout Slavery.
There's a concert.
There's a Ms. Lauryn Hill.
So honestly, it may or may not happen.
Exactly. It's a toss up because you never know
if she's going to actually show up.
Yes. You never really truly know, but hopefully she will. Yeah, I will be there Saturday from 5 to, well, there's a brief pause because I am going to be going on the field for the pregame, like, hello, here are the people from the organizations, and doing the princess wave. So that's from like 6 to 7, so from 4 to 6, and then 7 to 8 I'll be in a booth.
Wow.
And I'll be like,
very
hi.
Very exciting time for you in your life.
Very exciting. I'll be the one wearing the shirt that's too small. So
there's also that. There's also how to find her.
There's also
I
that.
I just imagine you like Winnie the Pooh, just like a little... like a crop top that's like completely inappropriate.
I'm just like belly hanging out the bottom.
Yeah.
Not wearing pants.
Yeah.
Suspiciously. Yeah. So there's that. Yeah. So woo. And I don't know. I'm also probably going to be just too afraid to travel into New York. So I'm just going to.
Stay at your hotel. Stay it's fine. Hotel. Hotels are dope.
It's going to be great. I'm going to watch some movies. I'm going to order some room service.
It'll be great. I love that. That's amazing. Yep. A little you time.
A little me time. Yeah. A little me time. All right. Yeah. So there's that. You should do lots of things. You should go to arcadeaudio.net. Check out our podcast, all the other podcasts in the network. You should also go to our patreon.com/arcadeaudio to monetarily support our show. That's where you can get bonus content and get into our Discord and fun things. Discord heard all about my bathroom drama before you did.
Yeah, wouldn't you want to know that information?
We talk about all sorts of things. We talk about cake. We talk about Pokemon cards. We talk about chilies.
Pokemon Sword and Shield.
We talk about Pokemon Sword and Shield. Jesus Christ, I cannot
There's
talk
so
today.
There's so much Wooloo. I am Wooloo.
You are Wooloo.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We talk about all sorts of stuff in the Discord, just like as it comes to us. I have been a little off this week, but I will get back. I mean, I'm
keep
literally
us posted on your New York adventures.
I'm literally going to have nothing to do and no one to talk to for like 72 hours.
So let us know.
The Discord is going to get a lot of my thoughts and feelings. Yeah. So there's that. ArcadeAudio.net. That's the wrong one. It's called patreon.com/arcadeaudio. And we also need your money for that.
Please.
So please and thank you. And if you would like to follow us on the internet, you can do so at The Heels and Heels on Twitter.
I'm at HIH Karma.
I'm at HIH Carolyn.
I am at HIH Producer.
Also, don't forget to subscribe to us. I don't know, like in the year of our Lord 2019, I don't know why you wouldn't be subscribed to a podcast you listen to, but
truly.
You know,
it just seems really inconvenient.
Yeah.
Like every that you time have to you gotta, look for it.
Yeah, you gotta go look it up.
Yeah, so I don't know. But if you already are, maybe tell your friends to subscribe to us. Share us. Say, hey, these girls are absolutely batshit insane. Come listen. They'll be like, what? Crazy people on the internet? That never happens. And you'll be like, well, yep, here they are.
It happens there.
So, you know, you'll be able to bond with your friend. You'll be able to share some laughs either with us or at us. We really don't care as long as we're getting your downloads. And you know, tell your crushes. Maybe your crush is like super into like wrestling or the Jonas Brothers or
I mean if they're super into wrestling, this might not be the podcast for them.
We talked about wrestling.
We did very briefly.
If your crush likes reality TV, if your crush likes Jonas Brothers, dancing, hot dogs, like we have something for everyone. Guarantee you your crush will have at least one thing in common with us.
Yeah, and if they don't, they maybe shouldn't be your crush.
Yeah. Maybe find a new crush.
Try again.
Yeah. It's okay. That's what crushes are.
Yeah.
You can change them.
Oh, yeah. Swap out a crush all the time.
Fall in and out of crush love. Mm-hmm. It's fine. That's what they are for.
Mm-hmm.
And leave a rating and review. Give us 5 stars because we're the best and everything else is unacceptable. Thank you.
Thank you. Last week, I said, please, someone give us a fucking review.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd just like to mimic that. This week,
please, anyone,
please, I just want a review. I want something new. I need validation.
Here's a fun game. You've already left, say you're listening, you already left a review, whatever. Take your friend's phone, go to our review section, open up the text box and just say, hey dude, type a review for this podcast. And your friend will be like, I've never heard of this podcast.
They'll
like, be like,
just leave a review for what you think it might be.
Yeah, just guess and leave a review.
I like that.
And we'll see how close your friend is.
Okay. But just tell them it has to be a 5-star. But they
can
leave
any
sort of message, subject, anything in
the world. Just based off like the title and the episode descriptions of what they think this podcast is about.
I'm into it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool.
Turn it into a game.
Thank you for listening. We love you. We want to remind you to tell people that you love them, because it's very important. And don't forget to fart with reckless abandon. Bye. Bye.
Thank you for playing Arcade Audio. Play more at arcadeaudio.net.